welcome back. We're going to be joined momentarily by Dr. Bob Teal, and we're going to do a follow-up to day one of the horrendous disaster, the melting, I'm melting, Wicked Witch of the West convention in Philadelphia, the City of Love, where they booed off the stage the head of the so-called National Convention. And we have, of course, Dr. Bob's going to probably do a follow-up analysis of what's happening there and where this is all going. Dr. Bob, your analysis of what's going on at the DNC yesterday was a geopolitical meltdown. I mean, Debbie Wasserman Schultz was booed off the stage. Bernie Sanders was booed when he said you have to support Hillary Rotten Clinton, the Hildebeest. The DNC is a disaster. They did an outside interview I watched on CNN and Fox News, and not one person except one of the comments made by one of the people outside the Philadelphia convention said, well, the only people we see here at the convention that supports Hillary are CNN camera people, etc., and people who work doing the audiovisual. None of us are going to vote for Hillary. In fact, they're chanting, hell no, no way for Hillary, you know? Where do you see this going? Because this whole thing is imploding for the Democrats, and they're freaking out. They got $2.5 billion in the kitty. Trump, in one day, and I was one of the financial supporters heavily supporting him, raised $4 million in one day to make sure to counter the attack ads that are going to try to attack him in every possible way. And of course, Diebold can swing the vote 2-9%, and they're also in the back pocket of Hillary, as well as the corrupt Wall Streeters and globalists. And Soros is contributing massively to not only Black Lives Matter, but to all of the people who support the Hildebeest. Dr. Bob, what do you think is going to happen? Of course, you did the first and the second update on Hillary Clinton that's in your book on Amazon. But even the pronouncements you made, I'm sure you're even thinking, gee, I need to write a third book, I'll bet.
Yeah, sometimes I feel that way when, as you mentioned, with the convention and the debacle with Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Yeah, you can make this a Comedy Central. I mean, the people that's SNL or comedy shows on television or on the network, they need to make a comedy version of Debbie Wasserman trying to cry, fake cry like a crocodile. As soon as they booed her off the stage, Hillary hired her. Believe it or not. Hillary, the Hildebeest, hired her immediately after she became excoriated and couldn't even talk on the stage. Isn't that gross?
Well, there's two or three things about this that's kind of interesting. Sunday morning, I was reading something that the Democrats were saying. Our convention's not going to be like the Republican convention. It's all going to be, you know, total unity and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, come on.
Well, that's what they've written.
She's even begging people, don't boo on the stage, and she's crying, telling people not to boo, when she not only excoriated Bernie Sanders, you know, said, well, our peeps, this is literally one of the emails down in the central states like Tennessee, won't support somebody that's, you know, a Jew or even worse, an atheist. We'll swing by 3 or 4 points. I mean, you can have that opinion, but yeah, I mean, people need to understand, they did everything they could, even the time when they had their debates, is to make damn sure that even the good questions that Bernie might ask, even if he's a nut in terms of being providing solutions, that he asked her questions and she didn't respond, like fracking, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, there were so many issues that Bernie brought up validly that she had no answer. She either wasn't there, didn't think about it, it wasn't important. She would always, she's like politically covered with soap or something. She's so slippery, she would never answer anything directly.
It was, you know, Bernie Sanders continually said that the system was rigged, and with the WikiLeaks release of the DNC documents, it demonstrates that it certainly was. I was telling somebody this morning, somebody said, well, what do you mean rigged? Because they don't change votes. And I said, well, that's not exactly the case. For example, in Iowa, I wish I remembered all the specifics, but you know, the Iowa caucuses, which are like one of the first things, not the first thing that people look at.
Right.
Hillary barely won, and it was because of how they counted a couple things in a couple areas. It was odd. Okay. Now, if she wouldn't have won, then, you know, Bernie would have started off, you know, ahead, basically.
Right.
And so this, you know, he had suspicions the whole time, and I think the email release certainly shows that. Now, by any chance, Did you get a chance to look at that email I sent you this morning?
No, I didn't. Tell me.
Oh, okay. So you don't know what I was going to talk about.
Well,
you only partially know. You're on the right basic subject, by the way.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. Did you send it to my Gmail or Hotmail?
I sent both of them to both your accounts.
Oh, wonderful. I'm going to go look at it and see what I have.
All right. So while you're looking, let me tell you what I did last night. Because, you know, I knew I was going to be on today. You're on the right general subject. I went out and I saw Denise D'Souza's new movie, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party.
Right.
Have you seen it?
No, I heard that it was going to be pretty explosive, though.
Wasn't as explosive as I thought it would be.
Right.
I had
he probably wanted to continue having a pulse and not bleed to death or be crushed between two vehicles or something or have multiple gunshot wounds or what I call it Foster side. You know, Vince Foster did something that Cirque du Soleil couldn't do acrobatically and ended up in the central part of the park without gunpowder wounds, but he supposedly committed suicide. And when you look at these, and I'm a forensic doctor, I can provide evidence in court for, you know, violent deaths due to gunshot wounds, etc., and this is total BS. Total. So I call it Foster side.
Well, anyway, so I watched this. My wife and I went last night. I don't think if we've ever gone to the movies on a Monday night, okay?
Right.
But I, because I've written, the two editions of my book about Hillary Clinton, which I guess I might as well mention the title if people want to look it up. It's called Hillary Clinton, Prophecy and Destruction of the United States.
Right.
And for your listeners who don't
that's
know
a,
my last
That's a pretty hot title. I mean,
yes.
You're really getting to the point that, you know, you're bringing on, if not the devil, the devil's senior minion. How's that?
Well, she's something else. And what was interesting, there were a couple of things about the movie. Basically, it was a lot of information basically explaining why, according to D'Souza, that the Democrats, in his view, were the party of black oppression.
Did you say the Devilcrats?
He used the term Democrats, but actually one thing that was funny about that...
I switched the term up. I called it the Devilcrats.
Well, one thing that was kind of funny is he went into the Democratic National Headquarters, right?
Right.
And there's a picture of the same person who's on the $5 bill. And, of course, President Lincoln, right?
Right.
And D'Souza says, well, why do they have a picture of Lincoln here? He was a Republican.
Right.
And so he basically, his position is basically that the Democrats have caused all kinds of issues, stopped civil rights legislation. Finally, when they got forced, Lyndon Johnson, 100 years after the Republicans had put in for basically anti-race discrimination laws, that Johnson finally decided that he had no choice. He would lose Texas and others if he wouldn't do something to placate black African Americans. And
yeah.
So he put this in. He made a comment, according to D'Souza, that this meant that those people would vote for would be Democrat for the next 200 years. And if you look at the election results, you know it's like 85-95%, depending on where you're looking.
Right.
Typically, where they vote for the Democrat. But D'Souza pointed out that if you would have actually looked who voted in Congress for the Civil Rights Act,
right,
most of the congressmen who voted for it were Republicans. More Republicans voted for it than Democrats. Democrats didn't want it particularly.
Oh, no, I know that. In fact, I practiced in Georgia back in 1987-88, and I've never seen a place more racially divided and more racist, both the whites against the blacks and the blacks against the whites. In fact, I made a comment to one of the emergency directors, because I had a private practice and worked in the burn unit, but also worked in the emergency department as much as I worked in my office. And I said, you know, I live in Martinez, Georgia, and if a black man comes into Martinez, which is a very white district, mm-hmm. when the wind blows, the blades of grass don't even bend. That's, you can almost hear a click click sound as people load and lock. I mean, that's how crazy it is.
I was shocked once. Actually, one of the two different trips. One time I was in Georgia. Now,
right.
Typically, most of the time I've been in Georgia, I haven't encountered what you did. But one time when I was in Georgia, I was talking to somebody who was not even born in the U.S.
Right,
and he had completely was on the racial Southern cause and stuff. And I was like, huh? I'm thinking to myself, the guy was born in Europe. It's like, right. You're born in Europe, and you're fighting the U.S. Civil War again. So I was kind of surprised with that.
Yeah.
But it's not just there. You'll see some of this in some of the other Southern states. I've ran across it in Mississippi.
Well, they have a plantation mentality. They believe that, you know, the North shouldn't have forced them to get rid of their slaves. And by the way, a lot of the Northern guys, including Lincoln, did have slaves or had sexual activity with slaves. So most of the black people, probably 98% of the so-called blacks in America, have white jeans because the plantation owners had business with much of the ladies in their plantation.
Yeah, they implied that with at least U.S. President Andrew Jackson last night in the movie when I watched it.
Right.
But anyway, I don't want to keep this on a Republican versus Democrat side, but
right.
One thing they brought up that was kind of interesting is I knew a little bit about her, but I did more research this morning. I don't know how familiar you may be with the founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger.
Oh, I know all about her. She's a devil in human skin. How's that?
Well, they featured her last night, and
right.
You know, because D'Souza's movie was blatantly partisan. Okay, so anybody thinks it's going to be, you know, a little more balanced on that side, it wasn't. It was blatantly partisan, but. So he mentioned that, you know, she was a Democrat. But the part that was more interesting, I guess, was basically that she wanted to basically get rid of black people.
Oh, yeah. She was an extreme racist. She wanted to sterilize them all. In fact, she also was one of the people pushing to sterilize anybody with disabilities or mental deficiencies
right.
or mental illness.
That was another thing
she was pushing, wasn't just trying to get rid of blacks. Is anybody they thought was genetically inferior or inbred or whatever is sterilizing.
Right.
And they had a massive program to sterilize a lot of people, millions, across America back during the time around Margaret Sanger. It wasn't just getting rid of blacks and sterilizing them. And that's why a lot of the policies now that people talked about, like last night with Clyde Lewis and Ground Zero Radio, I said, if you don't understand the reasons behind this, you're never going to understand the science as to why they did it or that it's even believable. You have to understand that the genesis behind this is people like not only Margaret Sanger, but going back to, you know, Malthusian politics in Scotland. If you don't understand the devilishness of this, then you're never going to understand why they did it or had the technologies, politically and otherwise, how they managed to try to implement it.
Well, but one of the things that was interesting about the movie last night was that D'Souza's basic position is that, in his view, the Democratic Party is just a con. And they deny, and they showed Hillary denying there were classified things in her emails, which, of course,
right.
there certainly were classified emails.
Right.
And Bill Clinton denying his relationship with Monica Lewinsky, which he finally had to admit. And he basically said, you deny, that's their approach.
Right.
Well, so I went to Planned Parenthood today. Not to them actual, but I went online.
Yeah.
And I brought up their so-called fact sheet on Margaret Sanger.
Right.
And they say that people have interpreted things to her that she didn't say, or they were just in some publication that she was the editor of or something.
Right.
And she didn't actually say it herself. But let me read one thing, though. I'm going to read, if we've got a moment or two for the next
break. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Go ahead. You got
okay,
5 minutes before
I'm going to read. This is from Planned Parenthood's fact sheet on Margaret Sanger.
Right.
This is a quote from Margaret. We do not want word to get out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. Again, I'm reading this from Planned Parenthood's so-called fact sheet about her.
Uh-huh.
And then here's their explanation from Planned Parenthood. Sanger was aware of African-American concerns, passionately argued by Marcus Garvey in the 1920s that birth control was a threat to the survival of the black race. This statement, which acknowledges those fears, is taken from a letter to Clarence J. Gamble, M.D., a champion of the birth control movement. Okay, so that doesn't change her statement at all. We don't want word to get out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. She said it. And in this paper, trying to defend her, you know, they denied a few other comments that she made or said somebody else said them. They flat out say that's what she wanted to do.
Yeah, in other words, they quote something that tells you the plain language, and then they try to pretend that the plain language doesn't matter.
That's right.
It's ridiculous.
And so, you know, one of the things that I saw in the movie, by the way, is they showed Mrs. Clinton explaining how much she had this great deep respect for Margaret Sanger. And we already know that Mrs. Clinton is a backer of Planned Parenthood. She defended them when the baby parts selling came out. And sadly, by the way, just before I came on, I noticed a headline. I didn't read the article that the prosecution... Oh, no, this actually is a good thing. They're not going to prosecute the people who reported that the Planned Parenthood...
Yeah, they were going to try to, but the backlash from pro-life Christians and other Republicans and so on would be a firestorm. They knew that they stuck the stick into the big snake pit, and the snakes are going to crawl up and bite him.
So anyway, in the movie last night, they showed a couple of scenes from Planned Parenthood people that I saw. But this next part, this part was what I'm going to tell you next. I was just in a state of shock when I watched, when my wife and I watched this. They showed somebody calling Planned Parenthood twice, two different Planned Parenthood offices.
Right.
And I'm going to kind of paraphrase what happened, and you won't believe this is new. This isn't like 100 years ago or something, and they've all improved and all that. Person calls one Planned Parenthood office and said, "Hey, I'd like to make a donation," and for Planned Parenthood says, "Great." Person, "That's great. Can I designate this for anything?" "Oh, yeah, what would you like to designate it for?" "I'd like to designate that my money will go to be paying for abortions for black people." "Oh, yeah, that's fine." "Yeah, we can do, well, we do that. Thank you for your, thank you very much." Okay.
Wow.
That was number one. Oh, it gets worse. They only had two. Okay, so I'm assuming that either D'Souza had somebody do this or he knows somebody who did this. Okay, so there's another phone call. I'm assuming to a different Planned Parenthood office because it was a different woman who answered the phone from Planned Parenthood. Similar discussion from the prior time, except the person said something to the effect, "You know, we've got too many undesirables and blacks around. Is it okay if I give you a donation specifically to to terminate black pregnancies for black abortions?" And the person said, "Oh, certainly." And, you know, the first one you might say...
I mean, did you audio tape this on your phone call? I mean,
no, you're not allowed to record when you're in a movie. You know that.
Do it anyway. I mean, you know... that's crazy.
This is the blatant racist killing. I was blown away with it. It was terrible.
Wow. See, whenever you think that you've reached the limit of disgusting, evil, reprehensible behavior, there's a new limit and boundary that you've passed.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Welcome back. And after that comment, I want to return to my little sojourn. I got a call after my show yesterday to go on the Ground Zero Radio, which is a premier radio network. It's the same as the Poodle on Radio George Norrie and Coast to Coast, which is another disinformation op. And I warned them in advance. I said, 8 years ago I got called up by George Norrie, and it's 15 minutes before I was supposed to go live. Because they want to do a series of programs, because they know I have a number of areas of, how can I say it, extra knowledge or expertise. And they want to be able to probe and ask questions and kind of get a different perspective. Now, of course, I'm not an average person to interview. And you don't just fire questions at me, because I'll fire questions back. But I want to, for the audience, listening audience there, I do rant. I do sometimes interrupt my guests. I do pontificate at times, but the important thing is that times when I do that, I'm driven by what I call the spiritual desire to try to save you from ignorance and things that are going to be self-destructive. And last night, to lay the groundwork, I gave three primary principles as to why the globalists are driven toward population reduction, which is one of the issues that are before the Democrats. And remember, they're not dealing with one statement about Islam or ISIS. Out of 61, I think, speakers yesterday on the first day of the DNC convention in Philadelphia, they won't talk about the fact that, that abortion is baby killing. And if people try to say, well, no, it's not. It's the mother, the body of the mother. No, it's not. It's separate genetically. It's dependent on the mother. But to be honest with you, as a scientist, if people say, well, could you transfer the fetus to an artificial uterus? They were doing work at this at George Washington University in America and the University of Palma in Italy in the 70s. Transferring fetuses so that they could actually grow them up to 20 weeks plus. And they actually terminated them before the 20th week so they wouldn't get in trouble with locally there, the Vatican, and with authorities in various parts of the country where over 20 weeks it was considered a late-term abortion and you get a lot of trouble. So we have to understand that the three things I said were, number one, the approach of the dwarf star, which the globalists have been watching since Tycho Brahe discovered the perturbation of outer planets. The second issue, and I'm going to expand on this probably on the show first hour tomorrow, where Harley can't make it. The second issue was the approach toward what's called zero senescence, life extension technology, and the singularity of artificial intelligence, as they've been pushing, of course, directly for transhumanism, Satanism, and other evils. They don't want life extension for the population. They want toxic polypharmacy, inappropriate surgery. And believe me, I'm a surgeon, so there's times when surgery is going to save your hide and save your life. But there's a lot of inappropriate stuff being done, and a system basically is evil. There's no way of getting around it, and what Obamacare is, take a bad system and make it a hell of a lot worse. And the third area that I said was the most important of all is that the worst of evil on this planet isn't just twisted human beings that have got something missing in terms of their humanity. It's the fact that we, and it's in all through the Bible, that we're dealing with what we call exoplanetary evil that has invaded our world. The Bible talks about it very clearly, about the Nephilim, and it talks about this in Daniel chapter 2 in ancient Hebrew and Paleo-Aramaic, that they shall mingle themselves with the seed. And they're not talking about philosophies, they're talking about genetically engineering to create the men of old, the men of renown, the demigods of the giants of Nephilim. Now, people say, well, why is that important? Is it because none of our leaders that we have, including Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, are normal human beings? They are of clay, human flesh, and iron, meaning transdimensional entities. These people are possessed. Hillary Clinton and her family have been witches and warlocks, literally broom-flying witches. And I'm just kidding here about the brooms, but and warlocks for many centuries, which involved with human sacrifice, sex magical rituals, and the summoning of demonic entities to do their bidding. Now, you might think, Dr. Deagle, you're delusionary. No, I'm not. Just that's why when you go to Bohemian Grove and you see them with a giant owl and they're doing ceremonies that are literally the Moloch ceremony, which is the same ones basically being done with some minor archetypical changes, and they did it with the Canaanites in ancient Israel.
Well, you and I don't agree on the genetic side of what you just said, but we'll talk about some other stuff on the way back.
Well, the Nephilim are real. I mean, you look at the book of Jasher quoted by James, you look at the issues.
I've read it.
Yeah, and if you actually read about the Nephilim, which took the daughters of men and actually created hybrids, it's not disputable. It's just a fact. It's an ugly fact. It's a fact.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Clyde Lewis cut me off the air last night when I got into the fact, though, that Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, George Soros, the Queen of England, etc., they are, in biblical and Christian terms, possessed. Now,
at
you
least,
may not want
to. I'm going to say influenced, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, I like the word possession. They're not just influenced by a bad idea, they're possessed. Now, Hillary Clinton, you got to understand, her biggest accomplishment is not going to prison for the criminal activity she's done, including 30,000 emails deleted. Many of them were for corruption, for selling favors to the State Department of information, technology, deals, God knows what. They went for hundreds of millions of dollars. Did you know that she's accumulating $50 million per month just from Norway? From my good sources. Just from Norway. So you can imagine how much money is coming from Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and elsewhere. She was part of the deal that made this new uranium mine in Oregon, where 20% of the uranium output goes to Russia. So at some future date...
That was actually in the movie last night, the uranium deal. That was
right, and by the way, sometime in the future, if we tick off the Russians enough and Putin's no longer in power, we may have a nuke coming to your city or a military base near you, where the thermonuclear explosion of the device, which is a new version of their, what we call the Satan, which is their new upgraded nuclear weapon system, may deliver nuclear materials from our mine, from our country, to destroy our cities and our military bases. Thank you, Hillary Clinton. Now, if you don't think that's possession, well, you got to reevaluate your thinking patterns. Now, this woman has managed to destroy a movement called progressivism. Now, people believed the same foolishness back at the time of the Bolsheviks, and I just consider Bernie Sanders another Bolshevik. He's an atheistic Jew who wants to push a philosophy that's killed hundreds of millions of people in the 20th century. And Hillary Clinton destroyed him and didn't get him, let him get anywhere. And there's a lot of very angry progressives out there who really believe the foolishness of Bernie, but they didn't want globalism, and they didn't want anything of the corruption that Hillary Clinton, and they're not going to vote for her. They're either 80% probably not even going to show up to vote, or if they do vote, maybe 20-30% will vote for Donald Trump because he doesn't like TPP. So I want people to understand that. So let's get back to the movie and the other things, but I want people to understand they cut me off last night because I talked about the fact that our reason why our world is evil is because our top leaders in our world are possessed. That's a fact.
They've certainly rejected knowledge from the Bible.
Well, if you reject God, you're automatically possessed because you either serve God or Satan. That's just a fact. I mean, I like the term hell. He has lost our love. You either are a heavenly person, have a relationship with God. Now, you don't go to heaven. You're in heaven when you hear and do God's will. Shema is a Hebrew Aramaic term. And when you don't serve God, you automatically serve Satan. There's no other way around it. When Peter did things, and Jesus actually prophesied to him, three times tonight you'll deny me. He's saying, behind me, Satan. He's saying, the satanic self-will will rule if you don't serve me or serve the truth or serve the voice of the Father in you. You automatically are a servant of Satan. There's only one or the other. It's like an on-off switch like on your computer, 0 or 1. You either serve God or Satan. There's no middle space between those two.
And my people don't realize this, right? There is either God's way or there's the other ways.
Exactly. There's either God's way or Satan's way. There's no middle way where it's my way or my version. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, the ones that aren't God's way are some version of Satan's way.
Exactly. He has a menu like Walmart, a Walmart of satanic versions of what are not God's way.
All right, well, anyway, getting back to what you say, I went there last night. I never see movies at night on Mondays.
This is in the theater, right?
Yeah, I went to the theater, yeah. It was actually at the local theater.
Cool.
And since I knew I was going to be on today, and you never know how long a movie like this might be out, I figured I'd go and see it. It was interesting, but a little bit disappointing, because I had hoped it was going to be a little more fact-filled about her. He had done one regarding Barack Obama about 4 years ago that I saw, which I thought had a lot of useful information. And this one, he spent some time about his own issues. He was jailed, by the way, because he gave somebody who knew he was running for office, I think $20,000 or $30,000, and it exceeded the campaign limit. And so they sent him to jail for that. And they normally don't send people to jail for that, but he thinks because of his movie regarding Barack Obama.
Oh, you're kidding. You mean they selectively prosecuted the plebes, the peasants? Like one rule for the demonically possessed Obama and the demonically possessed Hillary Rotten Clinton, the Hildebeest? You're kidding.
That's what he said. The judge said that wasn't the case, and it's not his fault that they don't.
Well, the judge is another possessed person or a minion, at least. At the very least, he's a minion.
Well, anyway, so he talks about that, and how the basis of the movie starts off is he's in jail. He's going to jail. Well, he does a few things. Anyway, he goes to jail, and he meets a con man. And there's a bunch of con men in jail. And he learns why this one con man's in jail, what the con was. And basically what he attempts to do in the movie is explain why, in his opinion, the Democrats have conned blacks, other people of color, about what their true motives are. And again, he explains that the con man says to him, no matter what happens, you always deny. It doesn't matter if they got you caught red-handed, you just deny. You never admit it.
Right.
And again, they showed some clips of Hillary, denying her email situation, and Bill denying Monica Lewinsky and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, so they go through some history, explain how Democrats have abused black women. We're talking about top people, high up people, how they were opposed to civil rights and how they've continually tried to stop them, and basically how I think it was President Woodrow Wilson praised the Ku Klux Klan for the work that they did. And so some of those things I'm sure most people were not aware of. Okay, so that part was, that's kind of interesting, but wasn't really why I was there. I was wondering if he had anything major that he uncovered regarding Hillary that I didn't uncover, I didn't discuss in my Hillary Clinton Prophecy Instruction United States book. And he didn't really, although he did spend a little more time on Saul Alinsky, the guy who was both Barack Obama and her kind of followed after him, and she actually did her doctoral work or master's thesis about this guy. And actually talked about a con that he did, apparently when he was in college, he was poor, and he figured out a way to cheat restaurants. And he came up with a scam where he'd go to a restaurant and buy something for a nickel, okay, a cup of coffee. And then he would tell that restaurant he lost its ticket. So he said, they saw he got a cup of coffee, they'd just charge him a nickel. So he had the ticket in his pocket. Apparently, back in the, I guess, 20s or something like that, he then goes to another restaurant. And this time, he orders a big meal, about a buck and a half worth of food, right?
Right.
Back then. And he gets in a corner so nobody can see him eating or who he was. So then he comes to pay, and he pulls out his 5-cent ticket. And apparently, they were all the same back then. I don't know how it worked.
Okay,
yeah,
so he had a 5-cent ticket.
That's what they're showing in the movie. And it gets worse. Because he does this, and he finally figures out, you know, how to do this. Then he decides to teach other students how to go around and cheat restaurants also.
Wow.
So he was interviewed, and they asked him, you know, isn't this wrong? You know, don't you have any moral thing? He says, my right to eat exceeds the restaurant's right to make a profit.
Wow.
And he was one that was kind of a role model for Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. So that was kind of interesting. The other thing about him is apparently he also worked for the Al Capone gang.
Oh, really?
And made suggestions to them on how to operate a bit more efficiently or effectively or those kind of things.
So he was one of the advanced masterminds behind the Capone control of drugs and alcohol and the speakeasies.
He apparently wasn't directly involved in the criminal aspect per se.
No, but he's an ideas man is what you're talking about.
Yeah, kind of. Let's say he looks like he aided and abetted to me, which I thought was a crime, but apparently he got accolades later when people started to follow him. He started to write some strange books and stuff. So anyway, that was something that was in the movie. This part you might find interesting. They showed Hillary as a young woman and showed that she had political ambitions, but she realized she didn't have the personality to get elected, right?
Right.
And so they decided, according to this movie anyway, that Hillary decided that therefore she needed somebody like Bill, who everybody seemed to like.
Yeah, well, yeah. Bill's got the personality that, as I've said on Prophecy Club and ever since, he's the kind of guy you can crack a joke with, take a six-pack of beer and go fishing. He could take a leak in your boot, shake your hand, and stab you in the back at the same time while cracking a joke.
Well, anyway, almost related to that, basically indicated that she knew from a get-go that he was a womanizer.
Oh, yeah.
And according to D'Souza, Hillary didn't care. But the only thing she ever cared about was when he would get caught. Then she would be mad about that. And then they talked about, and this is the part they didn't talk about well enough, how that she went and basically tried to trash the reputations of people that Bill was involved with, including at least one who claimed she was raped.
Sally Miller. One. We had her on the show a month or so ago.
And through some of that, and I would have thought that, for example, they could have had some clip from Monica Lewinsky explaining how that Hillary had tried to make her life absolutely miserable as she could afterwards. But instead, what they had one part that was kind of interesting. And it was horrible, but interesting.
Right.
Apparently, when she was an attorney, she got a case to defend a man who raped a 12-year-old. Okay? And she basically made it sound like the 12-year-old caused it. Okay?
Really?
You know, apparently, the 12-year-old apparently too interested in men. I don't know. Okay, but the other part, though, that was astounding, and they showed this up on the screen so you could read it. Basically, they'd given this guy a polygraph, the guy who's the guilty one.
Right.
And he passed the polygraph. He denied that he did everything. He passed the polygraph. And they've got a statement from Hillary saying, from that time on, I knew I could never trust a polygraph. But it was good enough to get him off, you know, so she used it. And she got this guy off. And so basically what D'Souza was saying is, look, she knowingly aided and abetted a child abuser.
Right.
And that then they show clips of Mrs. Clinton explaining why, you know, you should always believe people who are sexually assaulted, on and on and on and on. So I think on that particular point, I think he did a fairly good job. He didn't go into any great depth about Hillary's pro-abortion positions, just the illusion, you know, the fact that she's such a strong supporter of Planned Parenthood, and again, that she liked Margaret Sanger, the founder. Now, one part of the movie that I didn't agree with was the implication is that Mrs. Clinton wants blacks dead, and I don't agree, because, again, I think she needs their votes. But one thing that was pointed out in the movie, which was interesting, it was a African-American woman who made this comment. She said, how come these Planned Parenthood facilities are disproportionately in our neighborhoods?
Well, of course they are. If you're a black baby in utero, do you know what your chances are increased over white babies of being aborted? 700%. So when they say that Hillary doesn't want blacks dead and Planned Parenthood is putting the rate in black communities, it is by implication and mathematics a fact that, yes, she wants their votes, but now that they got a continuous flood of Puerto Ricans coming into Florida and illegals coming in, they're going to be zombie Democrats? What do you think? They figure if they can get a Democrat as president for the next two terms, there'll never be a Republican president again.
That's certainly possible, but one thing is...
It's a mathematical fact. It's not even something can be disputed. Right now, even the demographics, even with all the screw-ups that Hillary's done and evil, the demographics are still only a few points ahead for Trump, even though it's a natural that the things he's proposed, even many so-called on-the-fence independents are saying, we got to have Trump. And after Ted Cruz did his, what I call, verbal bowel movement at the lectern at the Republican convention, most of the people on the fence actually went for Trump.
In fact, I listened to
the CNN kind of discussion on it with a lady who said after they saw what Cruz did, if they were on the fence, they stopped being on the fence. They realized if we don't have Trump, this monster, Cruz, who's, by the way, in the back pocket of the Bush crime family and the globalists. Remember his wife, Heidi, they shouldn't have retweeted about the fact that she's not as good-looking as Melania, who the super PAC, you know damn well, had connections with Cruz. But that she wrote the North American Free Trade Agreement, and she was fully in support and partial writer of the Project for the New American Century for Globalism. So when Cruz tries to pretend he's not a globalist and he's an outsider, he's a lying piece of whatever.
Well, one comment I was going to mention was that one thing that I saw that I was disappointed with regarding many of the Republicans is you might recall the first night of the Republican debate, the first one that was televised.
Right.
It was the first or second question. I think it was the first one. They asked, raise your hand if you will support the ultimate nominee of the party.
Exactly. You're talking about
And 16 of 17 hands went up. And I'm thinking to myself, of course, I was out running for president, and I wasn't there. I'm thinking to myself, there's no way I would put my hand up because, you know, maybe I like one or two of the other people running that would be running against me. But to me to say I'm going to endorse them before I know who it's going to be, that's wrong. And you got 16 people of who I think every one of them was wrong for putting their hand up. All 16. Okay, it doesn't matter about what their policies are, right or wrong on their stuff. I thought
you got to wait and find out exactly what their policies are and how the debate's going to go before you make an endorsement. How can you endorse before you know where they're coming from? They don't want to have a blanket. Yes, I'm a Republican. No matter what kind of version it is, you have to know what the person is.
Yeah. So I was disappointed about that. And in Ted Cruz's case, since you brought up his speaking at the Republican convention, I think, I'm not a political commentator per se, but if I was a political commentator, I would have told Ted Cruz that he should have made one more sentence at the end of his speech. What he should have done, in my opinion, was say, he could have said everything he said, including he wanted people to vote their conscience stuff. What I think he should have added was that because he gave his word to support the nominee, he supports the nominee, but he didn't do that. And so I think it hurt his credibility in the future.
Of course it
did.
We are the American... resurgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
This last segment, we need to get you. Always need to get you back because there's so much stuff.
Yeah,
to cover.
Right. Well, let me on this last segment. Let me just make a couple of comments from the movie again, and something related to my book. in the movie, they mentioned that Bill and Hillary had some kind of a deal. And what they didn't put in there is, I wish they would have put this in. I've got this in my Hillary Clinton Prophecy and Destruction United States book.
Right.
And it said, according to BBC, Bill Clinton says he made a deal with his wife Hillary that she would, after she supported his political career for 26 years, he would do whatever she chose. So they made a deal a long time ago.
Right.
And I think that would have been helpful in the movie. He also indicated that Mrs. Clinton wants to have control.
Right.
Here's a quote I'd like to read from the second edition of my book. And I talked about this quote before. It wasn't in the first edition of my book. It was right after the first edition came up. About a month later, Hillary Clinton said this, and it's in the second edition. And this is what she said in April 2015, that it should give anybody who thinks they have religion cause to concern. Quote, this is what she said. Laws have to be backed up with resources and political will and deep-seated cultural codes. Religious beliefs and structural biases have to be changed. In other words, my view, she seems to want enough control that she can change religion to conform to her image.
Wow.
And in the movie, they were trying to say that, you know, D'Souza felt that the Democrats wanted everybody to be in their image or whatever. But for Hillary, since the movie, technically, it's titled Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, I would have thought a little more about Hillary's side. And that was something that I've been disappointed. But at least she admitted what she wanted to do. So people at least have an idea of what's going on. So overall, I thought that, you know, my wife and I thought the movie was interesting. It certainly brought out some aspects of U.S. history that probably a lot of people do not realize.
Yeah, exactly.
It's softer on Hillary and some ports than I thought it should be.
Well, you can only attack the Wicked Witch and continue to maintain so many heartbeats before you die. So that's probably the reason why D'Souza realized it was bad to attack Obama. It's catastrophic to attack the Hildebeest.
Well,
I'll stay with you there for just a second. That, of course, we're finishing off the hour. I can hear Dell in the background trumming a soap for the hour. You can have you back on, Dr. Bob Thiel. Again, see D'Souza's movie. Too bad it wasn't harder. There's seven more movies, by the way, coming up before Election Day. I'm sure D'Souza is just the first and the mildest of the crew.
Well, you can link to it at your site.
Wonderful. I'll stay right there. I'll be right back. Don't go away.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.